and are prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balance and portfolio protection. As the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this great nation, Republic Trading Group can offer you privacy, safety, and security. We invite you to visit RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com for further information regarding the protection of your wealth, or call Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898 for a private consultation. That's 800-691-7898.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here today. And it is Wednesday, January 5th, 2011 here. And if I sound a little phlegmy and choked up a little bit, we're having a little bit of a cold here. And so I'm drinking lots of fluids and taking my vitamin pills and so forth and so on. All right. Now, we have got so much stuff to talk about. And I want to start off today, you know, the media and the blogosphere and a lot of these other institutions, if you will, are really focusing a lot of time and I think almost inappropriate degrees of attention on the situation with all the bird and fish die-offs. And as I want to preface this with an interesting story. There used to be this Israeli magician by the name of Uri Geller. And he did nightclub stuff and Catskills in Las Vegas. And I used to run into him over at the Magic Castle in Hollywood from time to time. And nobody really knew who he was. Then he decided instead of being a magician, he was going to be a psychic. And he became famous for bending keys and bending spoons. And one of the stunts that he did was that he would say he was going to reach out over to his TV audience. They're watching him on TV and he says, "I'm going to bend spoons in your silverware drawer. And so go out and check your silverware drawer and you will find that I've bent one or two of your spoons." And people went out to the kitchen and looked at their silverware drawer and by golly, some of the spoons were bent. Now, what goes on is we all bend our spoons from time to time. We dig a little too hard into the ice cream. You know, they get stepped on, whatever. There are bent silver pieces of silverware in all of our drawers, but we never notice it. Our attention has not been called to it. And all of a sudden, Uri Geller says, "By the power of my psychic brain, I'm going to bend the spoons in your drawers." And everybody goes out and they see the spoons. And wow, Uri Geller's great. And he was rich and famous for a time there. And that's how these things work. You see what you're told you should be paying attention to. Classic example from the older days of movie theaters. When the films were on multiple reels, now they're just on one big flat palette for these automated systems. But, you know, in the upper right of the movie screen, there's a little dot that flashes to tell the projectionist it's time to change the projector over. And most people never see it. They don't know it's there. It doesn't register on the brain because they have no experience. Once you tell them about it, of course, it leaps out from then on. So we have a couple of instances where birds and fish are dying. And all of a sudden the news is saying, wow, birds and fish are dying. And birds and fish die all the time, especially during a hard winter and during rough weather, which we've had. Tornadoes, hailstorms, freezing temperatures, record cold. Remember last summer down in South Africa, a bunch of penguins froze to death. And so that's what's going on here. And the news is making a real big deal about it. And I think there's two things going on at work. First of all, remember, the global warming cult, the carbon Nazis, they still want their carbon tax. And they're trying to basically distract from the cold with all this talk about HAARP and chemtrails, and I cannot begin to tell you how much email I've gotten from people saying, "Oh, well, you should talk about the link between HAARP and all the fish and bird die-offs, and it's a test of a new exotic weapon, and it's chemtrails and blah, blah." No, it isn't. These animals are freezing to death. But Al Gore and his carbon Nazis don't want you to think in those terms of these animals freezing to death, because that's an image that's going to carry into next summer when the carbon Nazis are hoping that they'll luck out and get a little warm weather and they can go back to screaming about global warming and a carbon tax. But if we're all coming into the spring and summer remembering that this is the winter that was killing birds in the sky and fish in the seas, that's a hard image to shake. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Oh, estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the bird and fish die-offs, and everybody's saying, oh, it's a test of a new secret weapon, and that's why they had to whack the guy in New Jersey. And what this is, along with the idea that they're trying to find some explanation for the bird and fish deaths other than the fact that they froze to death, which does happen when you get into this kind of cold. You know, all life forms will suffer from hypothermia and can die from hypothermia. You know, when everything's going along just fine and you get a storm coming over and all of a sudden 5,000 birds fall out of the sky, that's not a disease process. Something hit them. Tornado, hail, extreme cold. Maybe they got caught in a downburst, which you get in storm activity. They get slammed into the ground pretty hard that way. But the news is focusing on the birds and the fish and saying, oh, what could possibly have killed them? We don't know. And they're waving it around. I'll tell you why they're doing it. Because right now, human beings, Homo sapiens, carbon-based life forms, your brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles, aunts, your friends and neighbors who have been made homeless by the fraudulent mortgage-backed security gaming hoax fraud of Wall Street, are freezing to death in the streets of the United States of America and in Europe right now. And that's what they don't want you to think about. Now, I went out and I did a web search of homeless froze to death, and wow, did they come up. I put a few of them up on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com in order to make a point. What is wrong with the corporate media of this country that they're going to give all this attention to a bunch of dead birds and dead fish and ignore that people are also freezing to death out there? Why? Well, because that, again, freezing. Ooh, can't use that word. That's going to upset the global warming people. And we don't want to talk about, you know, homeless humans at risk because, hey, who made them homeless? U.S. government policy, going back to the repeal of Glass-Steagall, tax credits that moved high-paying jobs to other countries, and, of course, the fraudulent foreclosure of all these millions of homes so the banks could recapitalize to recover from that mortgage-backed security fraud. Damon Silvers in Congress made it very, very clear. We can either deal responsibly with this foreclosure crisis or we can preserve the capital structure of the banks. We can't do both. And I think today we can look back and realize which direction the government has gone. The government doesn't care about people. They're out to protect the banks. And if that means millions of Americans starving and freezing to death in the streets of America, that's just well and good. We'll just talk about Michael Jackson's doctor or something on the media so that Americans don't realize that the bodies of their fellow Americans are piling up around them. No terrorist ever murdered as many Americans in so brutally and cruel a fashion as letting all these homeless people freeze slowly to death in the streets of America. It is not a kind and merciful way to die. Already had 24 of them just in the city of Santa Barbara, California, and that's what's going on with there. We got a caller on the line, Nick in Arizona. Aloha, Nick. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thank you very much for taking my call. You are I listen to your show every day, and you're the first person I thought of to kick this question around with the birds, because of the scientific mind that you have and whatnot. I remember months ago you discussed the dangers of this Corexit that they were spraying all over the Gulf. And one of the stories you talked about was that what this Corexit does in life forms is it destroys their cell walls. It completely just crushes the life forms. And the first thing I thought of when I heard about these birds was, this has got to be from the BP oil disaster. I mean...
No, I disagree. I disagree.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to talk with you about it. I just wanted to throw that out there because I heard a report on CNN saying that the vets that looked at these birds saying they were liquefied on the inside, and that just, you know, perked up my antennas.
Okay, well, when you die of freezing, ice crystals form in the cells of your body, and because ice expands when it freezes, the ice crystals forming in the cells of your body as the tissue freezes will rupture the cell walls. That's what causes necrosis during frostbite.
Okay.
And if we were dealing with Corexit or even just a biological thing like a bird flu, we should see an ongoing gradual pattern of exposure and infection. We didn't. These deaths of all the birds and fish all happened just in the last week across many time zones and a couple of continents, and that tells us what's the one common factor there? Well, it's a hard freeze all across the northern hemisphere.
That was my next going down the logical list of things was obviously the harsh winter that we're going through, and I couldn't agree with you more. They are used, of course, for their distraction to take away our focus on a lot of the other issues. But I won't take up any more of your time. I appreciate that, Mike. I just wanted to put that out there and kind of kick that around, and you're the first guy I thought of. And I appreciate everything you do, and I'll continue listening off air. Keep up the great work, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And that's not to say that the Corexit is not having some terrible effects out there on the Atlantic seaboard, where there are instances of fish kills that cannot be attributed to the cold weather that were happening earlier, last summer and into the autumn before we got into the cold weather. But in terms of these kind of sudden kills, especially when you're talking about the fish that they're talking about are dying suddenly, are not in the ocean. They're up in the rivers where the Corexit is not really going to be that much of a factor. So this looking at it from an epidemiologist point of view, this does look like weather-related. They just had 40,000 crabs wash up on the beach in Kent, England, and because they're not as concerned about protecting the reputation of the global warming crowd outside of the Met office, and because they're trying to be a little bit more humane in terms of their treatment of their homeless people and keeping them warm through this winter, they basically said, yeah, the crabs died of hypothermia. The water got too cold, and they died. A lot of birds, you know, the so-called winter birds that do not migrate south during the winter, it can get cold enough to kill them. And I remember as a kid, one winter that we had up in New Hampshire, really harsh, and we saw cardinals and blue jays just frozen to death on the top of the snow. It does happen. And it's very common. It's not unusual. But the media is focusing on it and saying, ooh, look for dead birds everywhere. And people see a dead bird and say, oh, what's going on? And it's a distraction. It's a distraction from the fact that people are dying in this winter. This very harsh winter that we were told was never going to arrive is killing the people who were made homeless by the mortgage-backed security fraud. And obviously the government and the corporate media do not want you looking at that. And the global warming crowd doesn't want you thinking that all of these strange deaths have anything to do with the extreme cold weather, especially as we have another Arctic storm heading down into the North American continent. January, it's going to get worse before it gets any better here. Now, of course, the United Nations has finally agreed they're going to take a look at the behavior of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change to see if maybe they kind of were fudging with the numbers and data to say that the world is getting warmer when quite obviously it's been getting cooler at least since 1998 and certainly over the last 3 years really getting much, much colder. But President Obama continues to steadfastly refuse to allow any investigation into the ClimateGate scandal, either into the emails or the software codes or anything at all related to the possibility that the official pronouncements of NOAA and NASA regarding human-caused global warming might not be 100% accurate. The reason is very obvious. Obama is desperate for more of your money. You just got hit with the biggest tax increase in American history on January 1, and it's not enough. The government is in debt. They're trying to bail themselves out of debt. They're giving freebies to the banks left and right. You know, Obama's already talking about a new Air Force One. You know, I got to see a large chunk of the presidential air fleet down here on the ground at Hickam when they were out here for their vacation. A lot of planes, out there with that presidential livery on the tail. Now they're talking about, that 747 is getting old and the interior decor is getting ratty and it's out of date. And they're actually talking about purchasing a couple of Airbus A380s, the big monster double-deck aircraft as a new Air Force One, which I'm sure is annoying Boeing no end. Obama is not going to pay for that kind of bling himself, so he needs a carbon tax. And he cannot allow any objective investigation of ClimateGate because it will come back and, you know, the whole satellite controversy at NOAA is going to come up, the manipulation of data at Penn State is going to come up, and basically it'll completely undermine any support for a carbon tax, especially being in a winter that is so cold that birds and fish are freezing, you know, and falling out of the skies or floating to the top of the water. And people are going to remember that image of a winter that was so cold it was killing the birds and fish and people. And the carbon Nazis are trying to find some way to spin away from that, which is why I'm being flooded with all this crud about HARP and chemtrails and alien spaceships and weapons tests and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, the real news is continuing to underscore the severity of the winter. Great Britain had their coldest December for 100 years. In other words, this is the coldest winter in our lifetimes. You can talk about 100 years, 400 years, and so forth and so on. This is the coldest winter in our life. None of us, unless you're over 100 years old and living in Great Britain, you've never seen a winter as hard as this one. Now, the carbon Nazis have been running around trying to find some way that they can continue to spin for their carbon taxes. And the latest one is that, well, this cold winter weather really doesn't mean anything because the temperature of the Earth really lies in the oceans, not in the atmosphere. The atmosphere can do all kinds of weird things, but, you know, that huge volume of water in the oceans, that's the heat sink, and that holds the majority of the thermal energy that contributes to our weather and climate systems, and that's still getting warmer. Wrong again. The data is now out on the global sea surface temperature. It is dropping as well. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A little item here from the religious file, as it were. Over on Long Island, New York, at the Our Lady of Lourdes Church in Massapequa Park, they had communion services for Christmas, which is normal. But now it turns out that all of the people who partook in that communion service may have been infected with hepatitis A. And, if you believe in God, then he's got a mean and nasty streak to him from this. This isn't quite the disaster of the guy who drowned the baby during baptism. But again, it's, where's the divine intervention, when this is happening inside the branch office itself? And I put up this story because I made a couple of comments. First of all, if you go out and do a web search for restaurants closed for hepatitis A, you'll find out normally when there's an outbreak of hepatitis A, they'll shut the institution down, but they're not doing it for the church. And second of all, it's, they got the Ritz crackers and the Mogan David wine up there. Technically, they're in a food handling business. Do these churches have food handlers licensed? Is the health and safety coming through and inspecting to make sure that they are not, in fact, placing the health of their congregations at risk, as this church clearly has? And, I think we need to come up on a part, especially in dealing with this, you know, hideous scandal of child molestation. I think we need to stop saying that churches should get special treatment. Whether, and I'm not just talking about the tax breaks. I don't think as a society that we should go on thinking that churches and clergy are somehow above reproach, above criticism, above the same common sense limitations and examinations that we would impose on a restaurant or a gas station or a dry cleaning establishment, because bad things are happening in the churches. Some of them are intentional, like the molestation problem. Some are accidental, like the drowning of the kid and the hepatitis A. But we've got to start treating these institutions like any other part of our society and not as some exalted, insulated institution that cannot be touched by mere mortal human beings. Because there are lives on the line in this case. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Dennis in Michigan. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How do you say Happy New Year in Hawaiian?
I had it written down here on New Year's Day, and I've since forgotten. I remember Merry Christmas is Meli Kaliki Maka, which doesn't really translate Merry Christmas. It translates time of happy singing. I have unfortunately forgotten the Hawaiian for Happy New Year. If you can actually say it, you're not drunk enough.
All right. Well, you were talking about movies yesterday. Well, Wall Street yesterday, and then you were talking about you know, the global warming stuff. And last night I put on this movie for my mom, looking after her, you know, and the day after tomorrow. I've seen that already.
Yeah, so have I.
I'm listening to the beginning of that because I'm doing computer work, and it's just like total propaganda. ICE is falling on people in the Orient somewhere, just killing people, you know, just chunks of ice. And they're doing this long spiel of global warming, you know, and it's just, it's almost
well, Roland
like
Emmerich and
face.
Al Gore are buddies. Roland Emmerich and Al Gore are buddies, and I think that's how Al Gore got some of that computer animated footage for his so-called documentary.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, while I was working on that film, I had quite a few good-natured, non-hostile, non-aggressive discussions with the producers of the film saying, you do know this isn't real science, that you're making so many scientific mistakes in this film that you're going to get laughed at. And their attitude, well, we're serving, you know, it's a movie, we're just here to make money and so forth and so on. But, you know, this idea where the coal chases people down the hallway doesn't really work that way. Anybody who understands, they used to call it thermodynamics, now they call it system theory, but coal doesn't work
like that.
You worked
on this movie.
Yeah, I worked on this movie.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, good Lord.
Okay, you remember when the helicopters crashed into the...
This is... You were talking about priestly abuse. This is movie abuse.
Yes, it is. But, you know, we're supposed to abuse the movies. It's supposed to happen there. You know, not in the church. We're not, you know, we don't think it happens in the church. It's a movie. We're going to abuse it. And we're going to remake it and sequel it and milk it for everything that it's worth there. But no, I really had quite a few very long discussions with the producers there. And I said, you know, just so that you understand, you know, people are going to look at this and, you know, they're going to enjoy the movie because it's very pretty to look at, but they're going to laugh at the claims about the science, especially this part about global warming leads to an ice age. It really is not based on any science whatsoever. It's just a plot device. Because the original script was about a sudden freeze and the descent of the new ice age, and they basically rewrote it in order to bring it into line with the global warming push. So that's where that all came from. It's a plot device so they could have a movie about, you know, all kinds of ice and snow all over the planet Earth and do all these wonderful snow and wind and cold effects. But not have it rejected by the audience because, oh, gosh darn, Al Gore says it's all getting, you know, warmer, so this could never, ever happen. But,
yeah,
you know, it's a science fiction.
The movie is almost just like laughing at common sense. I mean, it was just hilarious, you know. It's just like,
oh, yeah.
Wow, what is this, a major talking point they had to put out or what here?
Yeah, well, like I said, Roland Emmerich and Al Gore are good friends, and so there was definitely a lot of proselytization in there. And at the time, of course, when we made that movie, the world was actually getting warmer, and we didn't really understand yet that the future predictions were being rigged. It really didn't start coming apart until...
I wanted to talk about Wall Street, too.
All right, I got to take a break. Stay on the phone. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm watching on the corporate media feed. There's apparently some kind of a shooting hostage situation at a shopping mall in Arizona. I got to tell you, those after Christmas sales are really just out of control. All kidding aside, this we've been hearing from TSA, the Tourism Suppression Agency, how they want to expand on the crotch grabbers from the airports. Now they're setting them up at the bus stations now and the train stations, and they're talking about having them at the shopping mall. So, by golly, gee, how lucky for Michael Chertoff and the rest of his people selling all this equipment that just when the TSA starts pushing to have security checkpoints at the shopping malls, we have a hostage situation at a shopping mall! Isn't that an amazing coincidence? Not to be believed. All righty, we're going to go back here. We've got, let's see, I have to scroll back on my little listing here. We're still talking with Dennis in Michigan. You wanted to talk, one more comment about Wall Street.
Oh, Wall Street, yeah. First of all, I agreed with you that it was better than what was being let on with reviews. I really enjoyed it. Wall Street 2.
Yes, Money Never Sleeps.
And something was made out of one of the reviews about that it was significant that it was set more in the New York Fed building. That's what I really enjoyed seeing that myself. That caught my attention, that the setting was largely in the New York Fed versus before it was in the stock exchange.
Yeah, no, I didn't think, that's where the story went. They're talking basically about the Lehman Brothers collapse and the Goldman bailout and how people were, how the hedge fund traders were selling these stocks, and bonds on one hand and then betting against them with derivatives on the other. And they're making billions and billions of dollars and they're driving other, companies and stuff out of business. That was the story. And I think, probably, and like I said yesterday, I think one of the reasons why the corporate media did not give this film the recognition it was due is because the corporate media is still beholden to the corporate banks, and the bankers did not want the public to see this movie.
Yeah, because the setting in the Fed allows you to see. You know, I watch all those C-SPAN videos where the guys are, you know, dressed in their sharp suits and they're basically, you know, thugs on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ron Paul's questioning them and different people, you know, and to see them guys inside the Fed, which is just this opulent building, just sets it to another level. I mean, this is the mafia of the world here.
I am not convinced that those interiors were at the Fed. I need to go out to the Internet Movie Database and double check that. My guess is that probably Oliver Stone, while he did get a lot of access to a lot of places around Washington, D.C. and New York, I wouldn't assume that that was actually the inside of the Federal Reserve until we go back and do the making of thing like that.
That would be a leading question. Yeah, did they really do that in the Fed? I wondered about that myself.
You know, interesting story, when they were filming Angels and Demons, none of that is filmed in the Vatican because the Vatican absolutely refused all permission. So what they did is the film crew all played tourists. You know, every day, three or four of them would go out and they'd go over to the real Vatican and take the tour and they'd take pictures and they'd come back with the pictures and use them to build sets that were the exact copy. So when you're watching the movie Angels and Demons, it's a very accurate view of the inside of the Vatican, but it's not the Vatican. Anyway, I got to let you go. We're going to switch over here to George in Texas. George, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Is George
there?
How
you doing, Mike?
Hey, aloha. What's going on?
Well, you know, the thing, I'm sitting there, Paul, I'm looking at this, the San Francisco police, shooting a man in the wheelchair. My father was a retired, Miami, Dade cop. He worked in internal affairs and, he retired in the mid-90s because he got so disgusted with the police and the standards they went to hiring police officers. And, I remember back 5 years ago before he passed away, he would say the whole time he was on the force, he never even had to draw his firearm out of his holster. And yet the police you got today are like Tackleberries in the police academy.
By the way, I knew the actor who played Tackleberry, and he was actually a very cool guy in real life. We were both Amiga computer fans, and that's how I got to know him. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, we've got this story on whatreallyhappened.com where up in New Hampshire, the so-called Live Free or Die state, a couple was on the way to the hospital because the wife was delivering and she broke her water in the car. And she said, get me there or we're going to have the baby in the car. And so the guy, you know, is speeding to get to the hospital because of his wife, and the cops still give him a speeding ticket. When I was younger, if the cops knew that your wife was about to deliver, they would go in front of you with the sirens and lights going to make sure you got there on time. Today they write the tickets. And it is. It's completely out of control. My half-brother used to be an L.A. County sheriff. And it used to terrify me that guy was out there with a gun and a badge because he was living for the day. He could shoot a certain ethnic minority. And it is frightening. But you know something? Look at who the police departments are trying to recruit. I mean, in general, The only people who want to work for a police department, they want a uniform and a badge, and they want to boss people around. That's the kind of people they attract. And right now, the police departments are giving preferential hiring to returning veterans from the war zone. So it's not a surprise when you see the civilian police in the United States of America treating Americans the way the Army is treating the Iraqis and Afghanis. It's just sort of old habits are hard to you know, to let go of.
I just forgot what I was about to say. My dad even said they should pull that show Cops off the air because you got a, because every police officer watches that show Cops and they go try to thug up in a small town where you got no crime.
Yeah, it is, and it's all propaganda. You know, all these shows about how we always, you know, our scientists will always catch the crook no matter what goes on. They're not having a heck of a lot of luck with that guy they just pulled out of the trash dumpster. But it's all propaganda to say don't turn to crime. We will get you, and we all know it's a joke. The cops are never there in time to prevent a crime. They show up afterwards in their uniform to clean up the mess. That's what they are, uniformed mess cleaner uppers, and they don't stop crime. They don't prevent crime. They're not a deterrent, and I think if you were to go down and hold up a convenience store in some neighborhood where they don't know who you are, so they can't rat you out or anything, you've got a 1 in 30 chance of even being arrested for the crime. That's how completely impotent the police are right now. They're too busy out there writing traffic tickets, because they're trying to generate revenues. It's all about the money. Everybody's struggling to grab what's left of the money in our society. And, you know, actually dealing with real crimes is high risk and low pay. So nobody's doing it anymore.
Well, you know, the thing is, what really caused my dad to retire, one of his good military friends in Vietnam, he retired. He was going to go take a Winnebago up to Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Got this nice motor home and all that.
I know what a Winnebago is, yeah.
Well, he went and got withdrawn about $5,000 from the bank, and he never even made it out of the city limits. And he got stopped, and they found traces of cocaine on the money he withdrawn from the bank. They took his Winnebago, they took his home, they cleaned him out. And even though they took everything, and they found out that he wasn't dealing drugs, they still wouldn't give him his property back.
Oh, the civil forfeiture laws are completely insane. It's just a license to pillage the people. And, I mean, they have taken entire homes over marijuana seeds. And the reality is that if you went to the bank and you pull out a selection of, you know, some bills from the ATM and you subject them to testing, about half of them will have traces of cocaine on them. That's how prevalent it is. And it's used as an excuse to go out and just confiscate property. And because the legal actions are against property and not against people, the Bill of Rights doesn't apply. They don't have to prove that you're guilty of anything. It's a return to the Napoleonic Code where you must document and prove that you came by all that money honestly and legally, or they won't give it back. 9 times out of 10, the police will offer a settlement. They'll say, well, I'll tell you what, we'll give you back half of everything we took from you as long as you promise not to sue us or pursue any other further legal actions. And there are entire police departments that are basically funding their whole budget strictly through civil forfeiture. We had a really ugly case out in California just before I left there where the police were looking for forfeiture opportunities, and there was this beautiful property over on Malibu overlooking the ocean. It was worth millions of dollars. And they said, if we could find just one marijuana plant on that property, we could seize that property, then sell it, and our entire annual budget would be, filled, and we could have new computers and new cars for the chief of police and everything. So they storm onto the property. The guy who owned the property didn't know that they were cops because they were dressed all in black, as usual. Fights back, is shot and killed. They never found any drugs on the property whatsoever. That's how completely out of control it is. And it's been a problem since the mid-1990s, and the TV networks don't want to talk about it. But, yeah, you have entire police departments and city governments that are being propped up on civil forfeiture.
Well, my dad was like the old-fashioned cop. He's like, he actually served the people. And he knew the officer seized the property. He's like, he's not a drug dealer. Why are you doing this? And it's just like these cops are just shopping for property.
That's exactly right. And the cops themselves are not honest. I was in Los Angeles during the whole Rampart Division scandal. I was there when they arrested the entire Hollywood Division for running a two-order burglary ring. you know, you had a buddy on the Hollywood division, you'd say, I need a new camera. And they'd go out, bust into some guy's camera store, steal the cameras and bring it over, and you'd pay for, you know, half the cost or something. The entire Hollywood division was in on this thing. When I was in college, the very best connection for marijuana and cocaine was a California highway patrolman. He used to sell it out of the back of his black and white there. And then he quit the police force and he bought himself a Radio Shack.
This is why when you get stopped now, it's when the officer tells you to step out of the car, roll up your windows and lock your doors.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's worse than that because there are more and more criminals who are simply going out to the uniform stores and they're buying a uniform. They're able to order badges over the internet and they're going out and pretending to be police and they're, you know, knocking on people's doors and saying, we need to come in and we're carrying out an investigation. The people say, oh, looks like a cop. They let him in. They get tied up. They get raped and robbed and murdered. And it's out of control. And the real police aren't interested in dealing with the crimes. We used to have a major drug problem in our neighborhood. And we complained to the police, and the neighborhood association complained to the police. One of our other neighbor's son is a cop. He tried to file a report. You know, thank goodness the drug dealer died of natural causes. That's all I can say, because the problem went away with that.
Can I ask you, when you complain to the police, did you complain about people driving without insurance or registration stickers?
I never have, actually.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and that's what they write tickets on.
They're enforcing that you will spend what's left of your money giving it to our big political donors.
but everything else is supposed to be doing, they're not doing.
No, they're not. You know, I mean, it's bad enough the governments at all levels of our society are taking more than half of everything we own. Now they're telling us you will spend what's left of your money on this and that. You will buy Bluetooth headsets to drive. You will have this thing. You will buy this medication. You will buy this insurance. You will buy and on and on and on and on. And now they're talking about carbon taxes, and you will buy this kind of more expensive light bulb because we think it's better for the environment. And it's a complete dictatorship when they're not only taking your money and spending it on places they want to tell you where it's going, then they turn around and say what you must spend the rest of your money on.
Well, you know, the thing is, speaking of the EPA in Texas right now, it's even like some of the plant workers think they could take, they want to take some of these EPA agents and tar and feather them and ride them out on a rail.
I don't want to encourage anybody to any kind of violence, but when you have a government that is absolutely convinced of its divine right to loot the public at will, sooner or later the tar and feathers is going to start being applied. I mean, that happened leading up to the revolution in 1776. Sooner or later, it's going to happen here. I think one of the reasons the TSA backed off last Thanksgiving, I was getting reports that TSA workers were being sent to the hospital. The corporate media refused to look into that, but that's what I was hearing. You know, people have reached that point. You know, when airplanes are crashing into tax offices and TSA workers are getting the crud beat out of them, I think it's a warning sign that the people have been pushed to the absolute limit. And unfortunately, our government, because of financial constraints and control by their foreign masters, shows no signs whatsoever of changing course. So it's inevitable. We're going to see, you know, a confrontation crisis in this country. I think it's this year. I don't see the United States as we have known it existing to the end of 2011.
Well, I got my champagne ready when our government collapses from all this fiat currency they can't support themselves with.
Yeah, you and me both, we're all going to be popping a lot of champagne corks when the day of freedom finally arrives here. All right, I'm going to let you go because we're coming up on a break, and I got a few more things to cover before we lose our WWCR audience.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Yeah. All right, thank you. We'll talk to you later. A lot of dead bodies piling up. As you know, earlier in the week we had John Wheeler, former Bush and Reagan aide, found in a trash dumpster on New Year's Eve, looking more and more like some kind of a murder. Apparently something was removed from a hiding place in the floor of his kitchen, so we're still looking at that one. The son of the Shah of Iran was found dead in Boston. We are being told it was a suicide. I'm not sure I'm ready to buy into that. If you remember, a little over a year ago, the son of the Shah made headlines during the failed attempt to trigger a coup in Iran, sort of repeat of the CIA back in the 1953 that brought the Shah of Iran to power. They were trying to do it again did not succeed. The son of the Shah was out there screaming about how he was ready to step in and lead the people of Iran into, well, basically back to the dictatorship that they used to be. And the coup pretty much fell apart when somebody, we don't know who, was handing out a new flag of Iran, and it turned out to be the flag of the Shah. And that, of course, did not go over very well with the people of Iran, who remember the Savak and all the abuses that led to the revolution in 1979. So the son of the Shah is dead. They're saying it's suicide. I'm not convinced. There's no other details there. Apparently, over in Pakistan, there was the assassination of an official for basically not being all that excited about a law which makes criticism of Islam a heresy. And finally, of course, the world's stupidest assassin got his own picture taken by the guy he was shooting. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. The panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I want to close out this first hour and our audience on WWCR Shortwave Radio talking about the crumbling of our infrastructure. So far, we have not lost our internet connection today, but that's not a guarantee. We actually lost it briefly before we went to air right now. And it's just, I don't think we've had a day this last week where we didn't have a brief interruption or outage of internet connection. The lights going up and down all the time, problems with water problems with roads. We have the second worst roads in the United States out here in Hawaii, and it costs Hawaiian drivers hundreds of dollars every year in damage that is caused by driving on the roads out here. And Oahu's particularly bad. My wife and I were down on the Big Island. Much nicer down there, much wider lanes, much wider parking spots. It was really quite a pleasure to drive down there and so forth. But I want to talk about this article that we linked to whatreallyhappened.com titled Everything is Falling Apart, 20 Facts That You Will Not Want to Read If You Still Want to Feel Good About America's Decaying Infrastructure. And I want to read a couple of these statistics. These are chilling. They're actually worse than even I, a hardcore cynic, thought that they might be. One-third of America's major roads are in poor or mediocre condition. I remember the last time I was looking at the statistics, they were saying basically it was one-fifth of the roads. Now it's up to one-third are in these deteriorated conditions. Traffic on more than half the miles of interstate highway exceeds 70% of capacity, and nearly 25% of the miles are strained at more than 95% of capacity. This over density of traffic, of course, increases congestion, slows down your travel time, which if you're sitting in traffic, that's not productive time. That's time is a waste for you. Nobody's paying you for that time. And of course, it increases the possibility of accidents. In fact, the next statistic, Americans waste 4.2 billion hours and 2.8 billion gallons of fuel a year just sitting in traffic, equal to nearly one full work week and 3 weeks worth of gas for every single traveler on the American highways. Nearly a third of all highway facilities are due to highway fatalities are due to substandard road conditions, obsolete road designs, or roadside hazards. That's certainly true here in Hawaii. Over 4,000 dams in the United States are considered unsafe and have deficiencies that leave them more susceptible to failure, especially during high water or earthquakes. Let's see, and then basically goes on and talks about how all these other countries around the world are leaping ahead of America. They're building brand new shipping ports. Remember, there's a whole new set of locks down in the Panama Canal where a larger class of ships are going to be going through, including cargo ships. And these other countries are building these new cargo ports to deal with these supersized cargo ships. There will also be supersized cruise line ships. Sadly, there'll be supersized battleships and aircraft carriers as well, but we're not seeing an increase in this kind of construction here in the United States of America. By 2020, China plans to build 55,000 miles of highway, new miles of highway. That's more than the total length of the current U.S. interstate system. More than 25, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, more than 25% of America's nearly 600,000 bridges need significant repairs, or are carrying more traffic than they were designed to carry. All right, we're coming to the end of the hour. The point I'm making here is we're the victim of chronic mismanagement. Look at all the money taken from you, the taxpayer. Where did it go? It went to Wall Street. It went to Israel. It went to wars. Our nation is rotting and decaying on the vine. We have been betrayed by a government that does not know how to actually manage a nation. They're too busy currying favor with their foreign masters. We'll be back after station identification.